Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to the final episode of season 3 of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. This has been an amazing season. I had the opportunity to interview 12 amazing women of faith in business. And we talked specifically this season all about how God shows up in both the ups and downs of our businesses. Almost every single episode, I talked about how being a business owner and an entrepreneur is like a roller coaster ride. You're going to have high highs in your business, and you're going to have low lows in your business. So it really is a roller coaster ride. But what we've learned is that God really shows up, whether you're at the mountaintop or whether you're in the valley, God is there with you. And in each episode, we receive so many faith nuggets that the guests dropped about how they manage their faith and also their business. So what I want to do is really take this final episode to go through 7 key lessons that I learned from season 3 of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. So this is in no particular order. It's just key things that really stood out that I really wanted to share on this final episode. So the first key lesson that I wanted to share is how you integrate your faith and your business. Now, how you integrate your faith in your business is really a personal decision. Sometimes it can look like very overt on your business platform, and sometimes it can be really subtle in how you show up. But the key thing is to be led by the Holy Spirit in your approach. One of the key episodes that we really talked about integrating faith and business was episode 3 with Kimberly Springer. And we really talked about what it looked like for her in particular, integrating her faith in her business and how her faith was really the essence of who she is. So it showed up no matter what type of business she was in, her faith was always going to show up. We also talked about it with Laura K. Rowland, which was episode 6. And her episode was all about how your faith can actually be approachable. It can be subtle and it can still be impactful. So everybody is really different in how their faith shows up on their business platform. And the key thing is it can change for every season. It can change for the assignment. The key thing is really to just be led by the Holy Spirit in how you approach that. So that was lesson number 1. How you integrate your faith and your business is a personal decision, and it looks different for everyone. Lesson number 7 from season 3 was, despite the ups and downs of business, when you yield to God, there will be joy in the journey. So we talked about this in detail on episode 7 with Nicole Carter, and her episode was all about when you yield to God, there is joy in the journey. And she has a great acronym that really stands out when it comes to joy. Joy really is an acronym that stands for Jesus, others, and you, is the way that Nicole explained it. So you really have to think about how you can bring joy to every single day in your business. What will you do for Jesus today? What will you do for others today, whether that's your clients, your vendors, anyone that you come in contact with for your business? And what will you do for you? Self-care is such an important thing, especially as an entrepreneur and business owner. So focusing on the why in the joy, the you part of it, is so important. So that was a key lesson in this season, was really finding the joy in the journey and what that looks like when you really focus on Jesus, others, and you consistently. Lesson number three was all about rest. This is such an important topic and one that I love to talk about. But rest is really a powerful business strategy that people don't even realize it's a business strategy. So we talked about it specifically in episode 8 with Cynthia White, where she talked about understanding the power of rest. And she actually has an acronym for rest. And her acronym is RELEASE Every Situation Totally. And that's exactly what resting is all about, is understanding and knowing that as believers in business, as women of faith in business, we have the ability to release every situation in our business totally and surrender it to God, because we are in partnership with God. So that's why it's so important for us to remember to rest in our business. Another key thing to think about when it comes to rest is not only resting physically, but resting on God's promises. He has promised us so many things in the Word. So it's important for us to know what God's promises are and to rest on those promises and making sure that we're relaxing. Sometimes we can rest. Have you ever had like an 8 hours sleep? You've slept all through the night, you wake up in the morning, and you're still exhausted. A lot of times when that happens, it's because we haven't actually relaxed. We're physically rested, but our mind is still working. We're not totally relaxed, so we didn't get a full rest. The way that you truly relax is surrendering and knowing and understanding that God is in control. So it's important for us not to do everything as business owners and entrepreneurs in our own strength, but understand and know that we are in partnership with God. So we have the ability to rest. So definitely that was a great episode where we talked about the power of rest on episode 8 with Cynthia White. So the fourth thing in the top 7 things that stood out from season 3 of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast is your calling is important. Your calling is so important and needed and necessary. So it's important for you to be intentional about who God has called you to be and be obedient to who God has called you to serve. So we actually talked about this specific topic on 3 key episodes. It was episode 10 through 12. And those episodes were with Kim Stewart. And Kim Stewart was all about following God's calling. What does that look like, feel like, to just follow God's calling, whatever He's calling you to do? And then episode 11 was Yewande O'Neill. And hers was an intentional shift to be true to who God called you to be. And then episode 12 was Monique Head, and hers was having the courage to step into who God has called you to be and who He has called you to serve. So calling was a key thing in this season, and the lesson learned was really, it's important. Your calling is important. So be intentional about hearing from God as to what your calling is, and be intentional about making sure that you are following and being obedient to the calling that God has given you. So the fifth lesson from season 3 of the Women Faith and Business podcast is stay true to the path that God has put you on. Each one of us have different paths. Our paths are not the same. It's very different. So we have to stay true to the path that God has called us on. And we talked about this in episode 4. Episode 4 with Elise Smith was all about following God's path and following God's path and steps for your business is what we talked about with Elise Smith. We also talked about path with Candace Woods, and that was episode 13. So in episode 13, Candace B. Woods talked about when God puts you on the path that He wants you on, because God wants us on a particular path. So lesson 5 is all about staying true to the path that God has put you on. Lesson 6 was be content in the ups and downs of your business, because there is purpose in it all. It definitely has purpose. One episode that really stood out when we talked about contentment and purpose was episode 5 with TC Cooper. And we talked specifically about staying connected to your purpose. And when you realize that, you know, there will be ups and downs. I said it already, and I say it on every episode, there will be ups and downs. It's not a straight line. It's not an easy journey. So how do you handle that as an entrepreneur and business owner? And the answer that I got from TC Cooper was, you are content. It is important to stay, because we can get emotional. You know, when we're having a high in our business, we can feel like so extremely excited and happy. And we're having a low in our business, we could feel depressed and low. So we can easily fluctuate in our emotion. But what she helped us to realize this season is that's not what God desires. God desires for us to be content. It says in scripture to be content in all things. So no matter what's going on, whether it's a high in your business or up in your business, the goal is really to be content and know and understand there is purpose in it all. That was a great episode. So the final key lesson that we learned in season 3 of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast is this is a journey. This is a journey that we are forever on. We're learning, we're growing. So it's important to give ourselves grace, right? We have to give ourselves grace because there are going to be failures. There's going to be disappointment. But the key thing is, don't stay in discouragement. Stay encouraged and keep going and never give up on the dream that God has given you when it comes to your business. So real quick, as a recap, the 7 key lessons that I learned from season 3 of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast was 1, how you integrate your faith and business is a personal decision and looks different for everyone. 2, despite the ups and downs of business, when you yield to God, there will be joy in the journey. 3, rest is a powerful business strategy. So make sure that you are taking time to rest and relax in your business. 4, your calling is important. So be intentional about who God has called you to be and be obedient to who God has called you to serve. 5, stay true to the path that God has put you on. Everyone's path is different. So don't look to the left or to the right, or, you know, get the competitive or comparison syndrome, because your path is different. So it's important for you to stay true to the path that God has put you on. 6, be content in the ups and downs of your business because there is purpose in it all. And 7, this is a journey and we are all forever learning and growing. So give yourself grace for the failures and disappointments. So what I'd love to do is just encourage you to go back and listen to each episode. If you weren't able to listen to each episode from season 3 of the podcast, I encourage you to go back. I mentioned a couple of them, a lot of them actually, in this episode. So if any of those piqued your interest, please go back and listen to those particular episodes. And I pray you will get inspiration and motivation for your entrepreneurial journey through hearing the stories of others. So until next season, be blessed and stay encouraged. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you would like to discover 3 powerful ways to attract the people you are called to serve in the marketplace so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make, be sure to text POWERFUL to 404-982-4000. 404-982-4736. That's 404-982-4736.